Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Germain.
She's a monster.
When we married, you knew Germaine was as she was. She's just a little...
The word is deformed, my love. She's deformed. Why don't you admit it?
If she's deformed, it was God's wish.
It was God's mistake. Take your choice. Either that or your bad blood.
Oh, you're in a fine mood to take...
Get used to it. Unless you make up your mind to get rid of her.
I can't just ask her to leave. I can't throw her out.
Listen to me, Laurent, and listen carefully. She's your daughter, and blood is blood, but she's my stepdaughter, and I can't look at her anymore. I'm sick of having her around. I'm sick of looking at her withered hand.
Where would she go?
I don't care.
She's delicate. You know that. Any strain could be dangerous.
She's fine. Besides, she's 22 now. No one can say you deserted her.
It's not that.
You're a sentimental fool. What's this sudden feeling of paternal responsibility?
I don't know. Maybe you're right. Blood is blood, and Nicole, I've never treated her well. Nor have you. And now for us to throw her out, when she's maimed and everything...
She's 22 years old. The law can't touch her.
I was thinking about God.
It's for her own good. She's better off on her own, to find her own kind. After all, do you think I'm some kind of monster? But we've got to think about the other children, the healthy ones who belong to us both. Who will ever marry them when they see Germaine here in this house? Besides that, there just isn't enough room. I've put up with it for years. I just can't stand it anymore.
All right. I'll think of something.
No, I want you to do something about it. By the way, I don't suppose you know that your little precious one is a thief.
What do you mean?
It's been going on for some time.
I don't believe it. What does she steal?
Food. From your own table. Food that we have to work so hard for.
What does she do with it?
She has friends.
What friends?
Oh, lovely people. The finest people, thieves and beggars. When I think of the attention I've given her, it just drives me into a fury. I want something done about her, and soon.
All right, I'll do something about her.
Now.
All right.
I mean it. Either you do something about her, or I will.
All right, that's enough. I'll take care of it.
You'd better, because if you...
I said it was enough. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Are you hungry?
No, I have no appetite. I want some wine.
Laurent.
Yes, Nicole.
You're not angry with me, are you?
No.
I didn't mean to be nasty to you just then.
Never mind.
It's just the people she associates with. They're so disreputable. It's very bad for the other children. I'll get you your wine.
More than anything else in the world? Oh, I think I love flowers the best. Yes, I love flowers the best.
More even than God?
But God isn't of this world.
He isn't?
When Jesus was on earth, he was. But That was a long time ago.
Mademoiselle Germaine, I thought I had you there for a moment. You're too quick for me.
No, I'm really rather stupid.
Oh, don't say that. You're very bright for your age.
How old do you think I am?
Oh, I don't know. 15?
I'm 22.
No.
I just look young for my age, because I'm so small.
Well, don't feel badly about that. When you have children, you know, everyone will think you're their sister.
I shall never have children, and I shall never marry.
Well, why in the world not?
I just won't, that's all. Besides, I wouldn't make a very pretty bride.
I think you look just fine.
My hand is all withered, but that's not really why I won't marry. The main reason is that I want to devote my life to Christ.
Oh, you mean become a nun?
I don't really know about that. The thing is, I want to devote my life to Christ, but I'm not exactly sure yet how I want to go about it.
Well, as long as that's what you really want to do. I mean, it shouldn't be for any other reason.
Like my hand, for instance?
Well, it's just a thought.
No, it wouldn't be because of that. That I feel sorry for myself or anything like that. And yet, in one way, my hand does have something to do with it.
Oh, in what way?
I like to think that my hand is part of God's plan for me. That he made me this way on purpose. So that I could, you know, understand people better. Have more feeling for them than... Well, some people don't have these little defects, but then they don't seem to have much sympathy or humility either. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, completely. Do you know that I have actually seen people walking around with no heads at all?
Really?
On my honor as a beggar.
You mean really without heads? None at all?
Well, with nothing in their heads.
Oh, now you're just being silly.
Don't you think it's good to laugh?
Of course I do. I'm not at all sad. It's just that, well, you said that certain people have nothing in their heads.
Uh-huh.
You see, those aren't the ones I'm worried about. It's the people with nothing in their hearts that trouble me.
You mean like your father and stepmother?
No. Now I'm really sorry I told you anything about them.
Well, I must admit they sound strange. Making you sleep in the stable or under the stairs.
There's just not enough room, that's all. Anyway, I told you all about myself, and I don't know anything at all about you.
Well, there's not much to tell. I'm just a beggar. Not much good to myself or anyone else.
You mustn't ever say anything like that. You're one of God's children.
I'm a little old for that, I think.
We're always his children.
And do you feed every one of God's children that you meet?
If they're hungry, and if I have something to give them. You're not eating your cheese.
Oh, but this must be your entire lunch. Please take back this cheese. Well, I mean, what's left of it.
I wouldn't think of it. And take the rest of this bread.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
It'll just go to waste. I eat very little.
Well, then perhaps just a bit of it.
No, take it all. That's what it's for.
Well, all right, then. I won't deny I was hungry.
I'm only sorry I haven't more to give you. You know, that's the only reason I sometimes wish I were rich. I mean, I know that Jesus said, blessed are the poor. So I guess that must make me very blessed. But on the other hand, if I were rich, I could help so many more of the poor. It's really quite a problem. Don't you think?
Naturally, being her parents, we thought it would be a good idea if we spoke to you ourselves.
But Germaine hasn't ever mentioned the subject herself?
Father Daniel, Germaine is a shy girl, very private. Her deepest feelings she keeps locked inside herself.
I've never noticed that particular quality in her.
Oh, it's so, Father. You've no idea. Of course, she'll go to any length to hide it, but we're her parents. And we know her best.
In that case, why do you bother coming to me?
It was actually my husband's idea to come to see you, Father Daniel.
Is that true, monsieur?
Yes. You see, she...
What my husband is trying to say...
I think he can speak for himself, madame. That is, monsieur, unless you wish your wife to express herself for both of you.
Well, not at all. You see, Father...
Yes?
Well... You know how devout Germaine has always been.
I think I'm aware of it.
Well, we feel it has always been her dream to enter a convent.
You feel. But has Germain never actually spoken of it to you?
Oh, you see, Father, we know what's in her heart.
Father, this is a desire that Germain has nourished in her soul since childhood.
But how do you know that?
Well, Father knows the secret wishes that lie hidden in the recesses of his child's heart.
I see.
Believe me, she would be happiest there. The outside world is no place for a girl of her sensitivity.
You say outside world. Germain still lives at home, doesn't she?
Oh, of course.
Naturally, though, she wouldn't be expected to stay there indefinitely.
Oh? In her condition, I would think home the best place for her.
The girl is not unhealthy, Father. Delicate, yes, but not unhealthy. The important thing, of course, is that she wouldn't want to stay with us indefinitely.
And since she's always had this desire to become a nun...
Go on.
Nothing, that's really all I have to say.
In other words, then, you wish me to convince her to enter a convent?
We thought that being her spiritual confessor and advisor, you would be in the best position to advise her, as it were.
And if she doesn't wish to enter a convent?
Father?
I said if she doesn't wish to enter a convent, what then?
Then I suppose we'll have to see what else she wishes to do with her life.
Yes. I think I understand you now, quite well.
We knew you would.
And now I hope you won't think me rude, but if you'll excuse me, I do have some other matters to attend to.
Yes, of course, Father. We know how busy you are. We've taken up too much of your time as it is.
Well, on the contrary, this visit has been most enlightening.
Thank you, Father.
For what?
Say good day to the Father, Laurent.
Oh, yes, of course. Christ be with you, Father.
Monsieur... Do you think about Christ a good deal?
Well, certainly not as much as we should, Father, but we do our best.
What a very strange question.
Oh, yes? Good day to you both. Sit down, won't you please, Germain?
Thank you. Father, is something wrong?
What makes you ask that?
I don't know. It's just that you asked to see me.
Well, it's just that we haven't really talked together for so long.
I saw you Sunday at Mass, and you heard my confession.
Well, that's not precisely my idea of a friendly chat.
You're sure there's nothing wrong?
Why? Do I look more worried than usual?
No more than usual. But I do think you look tired. You know, Father, I've been watching you for some time. I don't think you get enough rest.
I probably don't. But then, you see, the small parish is as difficult to administer as a great one. Perhaps even more difficult in a way.
Why is that?
Well, think about it. In a village like this, a priest gets to know his parishioners a lot better than he would in, say, a large city like Lyon or Nancy. To say nothing of a place like Paris. And since he knows them better, he takes more of an interest in them and naturally worries more about them.
But think about Christ, Father. He watches over the whole world, and he loves us all equally well.
You make me a little ashamed, Germain. I shouldn't have complained. My child, you're very perceptive. Very quick.
That's the second time that someone has said that to me.
Oh?
Oh, but I don't believe it, so it doesn't make any difference.
But you should believe it. You mustn't underestimate yourself.
You know, people surprise me. Just because they feel sorry for me, they always have to tell me how bright I am. It's not necessary. I know I have a bad hand and poor skin. I've never been especially strong, but that doesn't mean I have to be consoled and cheered up. I'm a very happy person. After all, the only perfect one is God. Everyone else is full of imperfections. Mine just seem to show a little more than some, that's all. And since they're only physical, they don't matter very much anyway. It's the spiritual defects we have to worry about.
And what do you worry about?
That I'm always getting annoyed with things that really shouldn't bother me. Like my parents, for instance.
What about them?
For one thing, they're very concerned about whom I associate with, and I let them annoy me, and I know it shouldn't.
Perhaps they're just looking after your welfare. What kind of people do you associate with?
All kinds.
And what do you talk about?
Everything. Where they come from, where they're going. I tell them about myself. They tell me about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we talk about God or about the weather or about flowers. That's one of the things I like best to talk about. I love flowers, Father. Especially summer flowers, I think. Like roses and lilies of the valley. Anyway, sometimes at first, they're a little shy. Afraid, almost. It's amazing, Father, how afraid people can be.
Oh, yes.
I mean of nothing. Just of each other. And yet, after a little while, they begin to smile. And then they go their way, and I go mine. But somehow, we both feel so much better than we did before we met. And all we've done, really, is just talk to each other. That's interesting, isn't it?
Germain, let me ask you something. Have you ever given any thought to entering a convent?
Entering a convent?
Yes. Have you ever thought about it much?
I have thought of it.
But are you serious about the idea?
Well, in some way, I'd like to devote my life to the service of Christ. I'd like more than anything else to help people. Yet I don't know exactly how. There seems to be so much unhappiness in the world. So many lonely people. I just don't know what to do about it. You know old Monsieur Dupont, don't you, Father?
Yes.
He's 95 and he's all alone. He just sits in his room, almost blind, and he has no one. Absolutely no one. That's a terrible thing. And so I visit him as often as I can and talk to him and bring him little things. They don't mean anything in themselves, but they make him know someone cares. Father, he almost lives for my visits. Sometimes I wish that I was just incredibly rich. I mean really boundless wealth. Because then I could go all over the world and feed people and talk to them and make them smile. You know, they could look at me and say, look at that one over there, a withered hand. Not at all pretty, really terrible skin. Yet see how she smiles? There must be a God in heaven to make one like that happy. Do I sound terribly foolish?
I don't think you sound foolish at all, Germain.
Anyway, I don't think you have to be a priest or nun to give your life to God. I'm sorry, Father. I didn't mean to offend you.
You haven't? You've pleased me very much, child.
I'm glad. But here I've been babbling on and on about myself, and we haven't even talked about why you wanted to see me.
You've told me everything I wanted to know.
I have? What did you want to know?
Oh, just how you were and how you felt about things.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm fine.
Yes, I can see that.
Well, I suppose I really should be going now. It was really very nice talking to you, Father Daniel. Really, I had a lovely time.
I'm glad. God bless you, child.
Why, thank you, Father. God bless you, too. And Father?
Yes, my child.
I do think you should get more rest.
And the message said only that? Nothing else?
Only that. But he wanted to see us this afternoon at the parish house.
I'm sorry we went to Father Daniel. I didn't like his manner. This whole convent business was your idea in the first place.
Well, I couldn't just put her out. Not now.
She'd be fine.
It's February. Perhaps in the spring.
Well, let me tell you, if this convent business doesn't work out, that's where she goes. Right out in the cold. In the snow. I don't care. I just cannot put up with her any longer.
Why don't you sit down, Nicole? You're getting too excited.
Don't tell me I'm getting too excited. That's what we agreed upon, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, isn't it? Speak up, isn't it?
Yes, Nicole, yes.
What time does the priest want to see us?
Around 4.
And where's Germain?
Out.
Probably giving our food away to some tramp on the road.
She said she was going to walk into the village.
You know, I think I should have a little talk with our princess before we see the priest this afternoon. How long ago did she leave?
Oh, I don't know, 15 minutes ago.
Yes, I think that would be an excellent idea. I'll just have a good heart-to-heart talk with her. Germain? Germain?
Yes, Mother?
Wait for me.
I want to talk to you. I've been trying to catch up with you all the way from home.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I left, I didn't know you wanted to see me.
I wanted to talk with you. Where are you going?
To see Monsieur Dupont.
What for?
Just to visit with him.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying to you. Why would I lie to you?
What do you have there under your coat?
Just something I found in the woods.
In the woods?
Yes, it's something for Monsieur Dupont.
Why would you go in the woods on a day like this?
I like the woods.
In the snow?
Yes, of course. The woods are beautiful in the snow.
Don't lie to me.
But I'm not. Mother, what's wrong with you?
What are you hiding under your coat?
I'm not hiding anything. I told you it's something I found in the woods.
Yes, yes, I know. For Monsieur Dupont.
Yes.
You must think I'm very stupid.
No, I don't think you're stupid at all. I don't understand you.
Do you want a good slap?
No. Mother, please. The people over there are watching.
I don't care who's watching.
Mother, please, you're hurting me.
I'll hurt you worse if you don't tell me the truth. What are you hiding? It's bread, isn't it?
No.
Yes, it's bread that you stole from my table to give to some man.
Mother, please, you're hurting my arm. All of those people are watching.
Answer me. It's bread, isn't it?
No.
Bread that you took from me to give to some tramp. Open that coat.
No.
Open that coat.
No. It's not bread. It's not. It's...
flowers.
Yes.
Roses. And lilies of the valley. In February. In the snow. Laurent, they're talking about her all over the village. There must have been 6 or 7 that saw it. And now everyone is talking about it. They're talking about nothing else.
I know.
They're calling it a miracle. They're saying she's touched by God, that she's blessed.
I know.
Is that all you can say? You just keep sitting there. Yes, no, yes, no. It's driving me crazy.
What is there to say? My child is blessed by heaven.
Blessed by heaven.
And we may well be damned.
Don't even think such a thing.
We'd better start thinking about it.
But we can make amends. Christ is merciful. He forgives all sinners.
She just went into the woods and picked summer flowers. Just like that, in February.
Laurent, listen to me. We can make amends. I know we can.
She picked summer flowers in February.
We can change things. We can. We can begin right now. I'm going to talk to her right now. From now on, she can have a real bed. I'll give her our...
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Forgive me. I've been a terrible father. I admit vain and selfish, not feeling. But if thou wilt give me the chance, if thou wilt let me redeem myself in thine eyes...
Laurent.
What? What is it?
Laurent.
What is it, Nicole? What's the matter?
Oh, Laurent.
Nicole, what is it? What in the world is the matter with you?
She's dead, Laurent.
What?
She's dead.
That's not possible.
Lying on the floor. Under the stairs.
It's not possible. She was fine. Just a while ago.
It must have been the strain. I don't know what. The excitement. I don't know. She was so weak. But, Laura, it's so strange. I've never seen her look happier. Laura, she looks so happy.
A simple maiden, humble and of lowly birth, but so greatly enlightened by the gifts of divine wisdom and understanding, and so remarkable for her transcendent virtues, that she shone like a star not only in our native France, but also throughout the Catholic Church. It was with these words, set down in an apostolic brief, that Saint Germain of Pibrac was numbered among the blessed. She was canonized in 1867. However, miracles of healing are said to have taken place at her grave since 1644, and it has been a place of annual pilgrimage from that day to this.